The trees are changing.
I know. I saw that. I don't know where I saw it, but I saw the leaves falling and they're all orange and stuff.
I went
stuff.
Behind the plaza and the trees are changing.
That's cool. Ready? Well, that's good because fall's my favorite.
They said, let's go. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, let's go. Let's roll the intro.
Okay.
That's not our intro. What kind of shit is that? Hold on. Let's put the right one.
Real people, real people, real talk, real talk, but in a fun way, because hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast. Sure.
Hello everybody
and welcome back.
Feels good to be back recording. It feels a little bit more comfortable here now that we're recording the second episode, because first episode was so terrible. Like, recording, I was all nervous. I don't know about you.
I was nervous
about, like, how we would look in the camera and how it's going to look, like, when we put it out and stuff. Yeah. And then the audio was... That was our first time, like, trying to put out, like, all together, get the audio from this and edit it and upload it and the fucking audio. This is the last time I ever schedule anything to drop on a certain date, because I think that was the problem. Remember, I set it to schedule the day after.
Yeah.
And I think that's the last time I'm going to try doing that, because I feel like that's why it funked up. If you guys didn't know, I kept putting it on the Instagram that it was such a disaster. I put up the first episode of season one, which you guys can check it out. Season two, yeah. I need to get my shit together today.
Yeah.
First episode is season two, and I put it up, and only half of the episode was showing up. And I was like, and I didn't even know it was up for like a day or a couple hours, right? I think like a day.
No, it was up for a whole day, because the next day I checked in, and I was like, oh my God, did
Charlene,
you see this?
You were listening to it, and you're like, oh, it cut off at 26. And I was like, what? Like, my heart dropped. And I was like, fuck, we really went a whole day, and people were like, probably like, what is this?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And so I go check, and it was such a hassle. We had to contact Anchor, the podcast thing we go through, and they were like, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. And I was like, we're doing it. Why isn't it fixing? I was like, can't you guys do something where you like, I don't know.
Fix it?
Yeah. Can't you have control on your thing? And they're like, no, just do this. So I had to like redo everything. I'm so happy I didn't have to re-edit it.
Yeah.
But it was such a terrible thing. It was
a mess. But we got it. It's out.
Yeah, hopefully that's the last time.
It's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, hopefully that's the last time that happens at all.
Yeah.
But today we don't really have much news. But actually, like, I was having trouble trying to find any news. And out of nowhere, boom, it popped up. I think it was at the VMAs. Freaking Conor McGregor tried to fight MGK.
And it's because, like, it's all because MGK asked him for a picture.
Oh, really? I didn't know why it happened, because the article I was reading, they had it. They're like, oh, Conor McGregor is not known as a fighter to fight, like, random people. He's like, he won't fight other fighters or something. It said something like that. And that's all it said. It didn't say no reason. So
I'm pretty sure MGK is the one that asked Conor McGregor for a picture.
Yeah.
And he said no. And there's like a whole fight started, but like MGK wasn't doing anything. And Conor McGregor was what they're throwing.
I just saw the video where he threw the cup of water. Was it water?
Yeah.
In his face. And then I saw, I was in Megan Fox walking away, and she was like, oh my gosh, oh my God, get me away. That's just how she was reacting. She's like, oh my God.
Well, they just see her and Courtney's thing.
Yeah. Courtney's boyfriend went and performed with MGK.
Yeah, and then Megan Fox was like, give it up for our future baby daddies.
Yeah, and the account, like, everybody, I saw it on TikTok, and it zoomed in on Courtney, and everybody's like, why are you zooming in on her? Like, putting pressure on her to have a kid.
I know, because you're like, remember like that one episode of like the Kardashians where she was like, I'm thinking of freezing my eggs.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you need a sperm donor. And she's like, it's me, Scott. But I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. I kind of feel like they still like each other. But, yeah, we're a lot more comfortable this
one. We are very comfortable, very ready, very set.
So it's like, get it over and done with. That ship sailed a long time ago. Do you have any embarrassing stories when we were kids? I feel like you've told me a couple, and I've thought they were funny, but I can't remember them.
You go first, and then I'll go, and then I'll think about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to think of any embarrassing stories we had when I was a kid, and I can't really think of any. I know I used to do embarrassing stuff. Like, I think every kid does this, where they, like, say something that is, like, happens at the house, like, in your privacy of your home, and it's not supposed to be spread to the public. And I say it, like, with my mom there, and she's like, what the fuck? She's like, why you say that? She's like, shut up, Jane.
What would you say?
I don't know. I don't remember what I would say, but I just
know. It's like those kids are like, my mom uses pads.
Yeah.
We're like, my mom. I think
it's picking up on the thing.
I know, I'm sorry. But, like, yeah, there's like those stories where, like, my mom does this.
Yeah.
Or, like, my mom kicked my dad out.
Or, like, those ones where they say they're like, oh, I, like, sting stupid stuff. They're like, oh, I came out my mom's butthole.
So what'd you do?
I don't know. I just feel like that's all I could remember. Like, just that. I can't remember any specific moment that I could remember when I was embarrassing.
I have this one embarrassing story. And thank God I was only in front of my sister and one other person.
What was it?
So, like, we were at a wedding and I was wearing a dress. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, maybe 11, 12 mm-hmm. at the most. No, I was 14. And I was like, go with me to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom and I'm like, oh, talking to this little girl. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, so how do you know the bride and groom?
Wait, you were at a wedding?
I was a wedding.
Okay.
And I was like, how do you know them? And she, like, didn't talk to me. And my sister, like, busts out laughing. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? My dress was tucked in my fucking underwear.
And you could see?
And you could see it. And the chick
didn't answer you?
Yeah.
You were talking to somebody?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was like 13, 14.
So you were, like, grown, or you were grown enough for the other person to be, like, to know that you weren't just, like being nosy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Was she just being rude?
I don't know. What if she was, like, embarrassed? Because, like, what if she was, like, oh, this person's weird.
Oh, she's like, oh, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
She's like, get your shit out of your ass first before you talk to me.
And my sister's laughing, and she just, like, goes and, like, lifts up my skirt and my dress, I mean, and pulls it out. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't know. I wish I could remember a lot more when I was a kid. I don't know. I can't remember.
I think you're
I feel like my mom and them would have a lot more stories than
they would. They would have a lot of stories. Your auntie has a lot of stories.
That's all she tells is stories.
Oh, every time she comes over, she's like, you, Charlene, you should see. She always tells us one story when I used to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I swear to Jesus, I don't remember this even happening. Mm. But I guess, so Jaden and his auntie went through the drive-thru, and I always work drive-thru at McDonald's. And they had ordered, and I was in the back window collecting the money. And then Jaden, like, pops up his head, he's like, hi, Charlene. And then he just, like, goes back.
Yeah, because what am I going to do? Be like, hi, Charlene, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm going to do that. Message me.
Maybe, okay. Maybe now I would do that, but back then, that's not the type of person I was. I thought I was the shit for even saying hi.
What'd they tell you?
Who?
Your family.
My auntie was the only one that knew, I don't remember her telling anybody.
No, but what she'd ask you, like, afterwards, she's like, who's that?
She was like, oh, is that your girlfriend? But it was before, like, it was like a year before we started dating, huh?
No, I worked at McDonald's. I was working at McDonald's, like, during the summer before we started dating.
Oh, then it was probably, like, right before we started dating. But I guess she spoke it into existence.
Yeah, she did.
Speaking of before,
God bless her.
Yeah, for real. Speaking of before we started dating, I wanted to talk about the fucking. I feel embarrassed even talking about it. How we were when we first started dating. If you guys don't know, me and Charlene have been dating 6 years. So yeah. We started dating when I was 14 years old, like just turned 14 years old,
and I was 17,
and she was 17, and I look back now. And I'm like, fuck, we were so cringe back then. Like, so bad. Sorry. I don't know. Can you hear that? Can you hear Cooper parking? Barking?
But I can hear him, like, through the
I don't know if it's coming up on the mics. But it was so, I don't know. I look back at it and I'm like, damn. I was like, how did we not realize how we were being? We were
cringe.
We were talking about one not that long ago. What was it?
What was it?
Fuck. Oh, I got a memory on Facebook.
Was that our post that we posted?
Yeah, and it was like, it's like one of those lists where you're like, oh, when did we start dating? Six years. Like those lists where you answer a question and they're like name on your phone or name you call each other. And we used to fucking call each other Mama Bear, Papa Bear. I can't even fucking say it. Oh my gosh. I can't even fucking. I'm so sorry to you.
We used to post to each other. We used to like write posts for each other like every month, like on our anniversary.
Every anniversary, I would make a fucking video of all our pictures and everything.
I'm so glad.
I mean, it was my first relationship. I was like,
happy. It still is.
But I don't know. I thought I was being cool and everything.
Honey, me too.
Now that we're grown up, it seems a lot more.
But like, it's good because like we go from like cringy phase to like our adult phase.
Yeah. One day when we're older, we're gonna look back at us now and be like, we're acting like that. She was all lovey dovey and everything.
I think we'll never stop being lovey dovey.
Yeah.
Unless like we fight, me and Jay. When we fight, we don't even speak to each other.
I know. But when we first started dating. The first time Charlene ever, like, had me and her, like, ever had, like, a close moment, I feel like it was.
Okay, what was it?
Was when we went for that band trip to Taos.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to go play at the football game over there.
Let me fucking tell you about this. He's messaged me the night before. He's like, who are you going to sit with? I'm like, oh, probably going to sit by myself. He's like.
Oh, no, that was the state fair.
No.
Yeah.
No. That was okay for the state fair. I want to sit with him, too. But he's like, we had a group chat with, like. There was like four of us. It was like me, Jaden, and our two other friends. It was like
our band friend group that we were like close.
And he was like, well, I'm going to sit with so-and-so, and so you're going to sit with them. I'm like, why can't me and you sit together and then them two sit together?
Because we would like flirt with each other. I guess you would call it flirting. I didn't really catch it back then.
Everybody knew we were flirting with each other. Come on.
I was just too scared to sit by her. So I was like, oh, I'll sit with him. You can sit across from me.
Yeah, but we sat across from each other.
Yeah.
And but no, this night too, you like mentioned the day before, you're like, who are you gonna sit with? I'm like, oh, I'm probably gonna sit with myself. And he's like, well, let's sit together. And I had this other friend that wanted to sit with me. I'm like, no, you sit by yourself. I'm waiting here.
It's crazy that happened twice, because I'm remembering the time you talked about to not the state fair one,
another time,
the other one. I don't know where we were going, but it was for another band trip.
Was it like the first parade?
Where we played in that little town. Like, yeah, there was nobody.
I was waiting for you then too. And he just sat with me. I remember. You just went in the back. Oh, anyways. Anyways, so he's like, yeah, I'm going to sit with you. I want you to sit with me. And I was like, oh, okay, great. And so we got on the bus. I'm like, saving him his seat. My friend's like, want me to sit with you? I'm like, no. You sit over there. Because no one knew.
Yeah.
Like, no one knew about us. And that's how I wanted to keep it for like a couple months, because everybody bugs you. And so then I'm like waiting for him. I'm like, come on. Like, I'm like doing like hand gestures. Yeah. I'm like, come on. And Jaden isn't coming. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was beyond pissed because you didn't sit with me.
Were you talking about the Taos one?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Taos one. He didn't sit with me.
Yeah.
And then I go, like, we had to like wait in a dugout, and Jason goes to stand on me. He's like, "Were you mad?"
It was like soaking wet. It was raining
so
much.
It was raining.
And we were all trying to pile into this dugout so our instruments didn't get wet. And I was like, okay, I need to ask her. I need to talk to her. And before...
I didn't want to talk to
was
you.
Was it after we went to McDonald's? After the game?
Yeah.
Okay, so after the game, we went to McDonald's. And we ate whatever. And then we got in the bus. And I got, like, a coffee or something before we left. So I took it on the bus.
Rich kid.
I took it on the bus. And I was like... Did I ask you? I was like, you want to sit with me? Or I just sat next to you, right?
I think you just sat next to me. Because, like, during the game we were talking, and I was like, I think we were, like, making plans to sit together again.
Yeah, I think so. And so I take my coffee and I sit there. And out of nowhere, I thought, like, this is 14-year-old Jaden. I thought this was, like, the craziest shit. Charlene grabs my drink from me, and she takes a drink without wiping the straw. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, that's how it must feel. Like, it's like we kissed. That's how that's how I felt. And I was like, whoa. I was like my heart started shaky. I got the butterflies and everything. And then, I don't know, what happened next?
So then, like, we were just sitting next to each other.
Can
and
you
just
hear
talking.
Me fine in my mic?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can barely, I don't know if I can hear myself.
I could, yeah.
Okay.
Fine. And so then, so we just started talking and stuff. And we just, like, held hands.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, no, it doesn't just go like that. We had one of my other friends sitting across from the seat from us, and he, like, I was nervous and stuff. He's like, oh, kiss her. Remember, he kept
whispering in your ears. Yeah,
I was on that side towards him. He was like, kiss her. He was like, stop being a bitch. He's like, he just kept repeating that. Okay. And Charlene could tell I was nervous. I'm pretty sure you could tell I was nervous. What?
Nothing.
Oh. And so she's like, oh, are you nervous? And she's like touching my leg. And I'm like fucking like shaking because I've never been touched by a girl before ever. Like, no, just body part. And so she's touching my leg. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, what the fuck's happening? And then finally she's like, does it make you nervous when I hold your hand? And she fucking held my hand. And I was like, it's so embarrassing. But I was like nervous, really nervous.
It was like so.
And to Charlene, that's why I said it didn't just go like that, because to her it was just like no, but to me it was like the craziest shit ever.
But like, if I wouldn't have made those moves, we wouldn't be here today.
And then I did the cringe shit afterwards. We were like, oh, I was like, I wish I could kiss you. I wish I should have kissed you. Remember? Yeah. Right when I got home, I was like, I was too scared. I'm such a bitch. I should have kissed you.
The most he did was give me a hug goodbye. And like, yeah. My mom's like, who's that? I'm like, oh, just my friend.
Yeah.
Just my friend. And then we invited you over, and my dad's like, who's that? I'm like, there's my friend.
Yeah.
He's just a friend.
Do you have any embarrassing moments where we that you remember about us?
Yeah. When you went over to my dad's birthday party, everybody knew we were dating right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And they're asking my mom, they're like, who's that guy? He's like, him and Sheena are holding hands. And mom's like, I don't know.
I think we were holding hands under the table. Oh, no. We went to the room to watch a movie.
Yeah. But all my cousins.
All your cousins were in there.
Yeah. Our room is our hangout.
I think about that all the time. And I'm like, why would anybody let us lay under the. Because we're under the blankets. Like, we're laying under the blankets together. And why would they let us when they thought I was your friend right next to you, pretty much?
Maybe they thought I was a hoe or something. I don't know. But, So, yeah, so Darren goes over and they're like, who is that? Is that your boyfriend? And I'm like, no, I just don't want to know, And then, then you invite me to Thanksgiving. And my dad was like, and I was telling my mom, I'm like, I think he invited me to Thanksgiving, Mom. And she's like, so what does this mean? I'm like, I don't know.
But, yeah, we're holding hands under the blankets, under right? Under
the blankets.
And then Charlene has the audacity, because she had this other friend, her friend.
He was my friend.
From band, too. And he liked her, too.
He was the same friend that was like, you want me to sit with you on the bus? And I was like, no, no.
Yeah. And so Charlene's mom or her dad sent her to the store to get some stuff or something. And she was like, oh, who wants to go? And I was like, I'll go. And then the other dude.
But I was asking who wants to go because I only wanted you to go. Yeah. And he's like, I'll go too.
Yeah, just to do it. So I'm still, Charlene made me so mad that day. She didn't let me sit in the front with her.
No, but it's like.
So I had to take the fucking back seat while you guys were all together in the front.
I wasn't doing it intentional, I promise.
No, yeah.
I wasn't.
But yeah, I had to take the back seat. And so I was hurt about that, but I got to hold her hand at the end of the night.
Yeah, and the next week was Thanksgiving, and I remember showing up here and how freaking nervous I was. Mm-hmm. Because I was at my auntie's first, and they're like, come on, go. It's time for you to go. And I'm like, I'm going to be late. I'm scared. And they're like, just do it. Just go. And then, and then everybody's like, make sure you bring him over. Make sure he comes over for Thanksgiving. So I come over here, and I'm hella freaking scared, shitting myself, literally. And I walk in, and his grandma's like, are you been taking date and ditching? I'm like, no.
Yeah. He used to freaking take me to Dairy Queen and McDonald's and Wendy's all the time. Not every day, but occasionally. Yeah. Or I would just ditch class to go hang out with you and band. Our first kiss. How did that go?
Our first kiss. Oh my gosh.
I categorize that as another embarrassing moment because the way it happened was bad.
No, I'll always remember it. So it happened. So we were at a band thing, but the band thing was inside the cafeteria. So we were with our two other friends, and our two other friends separated, and it was just me and Jaden that went down this hall. Mm-hmm. And we had been talking about moving from holding hands to our first kiss.
Yeah.
The night before. And I was like,
no, I think it was maybe the day before because we're
planning. Yeah, it was the night before.
We're planning to kiss. I think it was that day maybe. And I was in my art class. And
no, that's a different one. This happened right after
when did that happen?
Right after that band thing.
Oh, okay.
And so then we walked down the art hall, and I just, like, went to drink water, and I turned around, and I was like, come here. Like, acting like I was going to give you... Yeah. Actually, I did give you a hug.
She was all confident with it and everything. She's like, come here. Come here. She's like, get your ass over here.
And then I kissed him, and then we walked out, and then my band teacher yelled at me, like, get to class, Jaden. Hurry up.
I know, because I wasn't part of the fancy band.
You could have been.
Didn't want to. But I remember the first kiss, and I thought it was, like, the shit. I walked back to class, and I was like, oh, yeah. I'm like a man.
Didn't you say you messaged your mom that day, like, right after that happened, that you had a girlfriend?
I think so. That I was like, oh, I have a girlfriend. She's a senior.
Your mom's like, what the hell?
She's like, oh, what's her name? And I sent her your Facebook or something. Oh, she went through it. Yeah. That was so funny.
She's like, who the hell this?
Our relationship was so... When we're young, that's what the cool part about it is, because we get to look back on those cringe ass moments about our relationship and be glad that we're not like that no more.
No, now, like, I post shit, but like, I post good captions. I'm like, my future baby daddy, my, I don't know.
Every month it was, our 6 month or 7 months. Like,
thank you for all you've done for me in these 6 months. Yeah. I barely even knew you in six months. I know. Months.
It's so cringe. I can't even fathom it.
Oh my gosh. We had a lot of growing up to do.
For real.
But what else?
What else?
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling nostalgic. No, I'm feeling like October's almost here.
Oh, I'm so excited for fall. I hate summer already. I'm tired of the heat.
I love summer.
I want the temperature to get down to like 70 every day so you can like wear warm stuff like this. I'm wearing my sweater right now. And if you're watching the video and I'm like hot. But I'm wearing shorts, so it counters out.
Show it off. Show off your outfit.
Look, I got you guys. Look at the fit. Check out my socks. Look how those are my thing. They might not match the outfit.
Where'd you get your outfit from?
Gotta be like those guys on TikTok. Those that couple where they're like, top is H&M, bottom is Walmart. Socks are, don't know, got them for Christmas, and shoes from some shoe store. They're Adidas.
I feel like me pants are from my cousin's closet. This lipstick is from my mom's closet.
But yeah, the socks may not match, but that's my thing. I like to wear crazy funny socks. Yeah. You guys finally get to see it.
Every year my parents, my mom.
For the past like 3 years.
Yeah, that's mom like, and my sister.
That's like the main gift to get me.
And my sister-in-law always just go all out on socks and Jaden.
And your sister-in-law?
Yeah. That's just girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about your own sister.
No, my sister and my like, sister-in-law.
She's like, oh, fine, just leave it. So what about your fit? Gotta be like, got the Crocs.
My shoes are from Walmart. My socks, my mom gave them to me. My pants are from Walmart. My shirt is from Walmart because we like Walmart.
Yeah. Like we've said before, they have some pretty nice clothes. They have some
good clothes, and I don't mind shopping there. We balling on a budget.
Mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. sure.
My eyelashes are from Walmart.
Yeah.
And my lipsticks from MAC.
Yeah. Why did I say E? I feel like my brain just goes to these things to say when like I don't know what to say, so I'm like E, or like I fake laugh, or I'm like, oh yeah,
like
I have the, I don't know, my brain just set on automatic answers.
Guys, exciting news, Cooper might be a dad.
Oh yeah, Charlene barely told me last night.
Yeah,
well, she barely found out last night.
Yeah, but like my mom has her pug.
If you don't know, we're gonna put up a picture of Cooper. If you're watching the video, you'll know what he looks like. He's the cutest little pug ever.
But Cooper and his girlfriend, my mom's pug, were like born around the same time.
Yeah.
And then my mom really wanted a boy pug, and she wanted a boy pug, and then she found Cooper, and then she's like, well, he's yours.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she went, and he and mom wanted to see if she got babies, and we bred her with Cooper. And we actually thought she wasn't going to be pregnant because she hasn't shown. And mom says that I think she's going to have a baby this week. So that's exciting.
Hopefully. Hopefully it comes out like Cooper, because Cooper, Charlene's like, she always says the black pugs look the best. And
Cooper,
the brown ones.
Oh, he's adorable.
Cooper's
though.
Like the staple pug that you see like on TV or like the cartoon pictures they draw of pugs. Yeah. And he looks just like that.
But
just a little bit taller.
But the thing is that they each have a black parent and a brown parent. Yeah. So the chances of like, the puppy coming out black is like 50-50.
I was telling Charlene, I was like, it don't matter the color because it ain't our dog.
That's true. I mean, we have
we already have Cooper, so we good.
He's so cute. I see him running out the window. Outside the window.
I was listening to Joe and Ilya's podcast today, and they were talking about what they would do if they fucking saw a mountain lion.
Okay.
And lately, around our town, there's been a bunch of mountain lion sightings. There's been a bunch. And on Facebook, we have this. It's called Raw, but it's like it's kind of like
Las Vegas.
If you guys have heard of like the Citizen app, or like it's like a crime, like a Crime Watchers app, or like whatever happening in the town that people need to know about.
It's a nosy app.
Yeah, pretty much full of nosy people. So one day, this lady's like, "Oh, watch out! Was it the one that was like, I was jogging this morning or walking my dog or something?" Yeah. And she's like, "I saw a mountain lion." No. It started where that one saw the mountain lion at night driving, and they took the video of it. And then the next day, someone was like, "Oh, I was walking my dog and I saw one," yada yada. And then there was one though where they saw it on their cam, their dash, not their dash cam, their like their house camera, like the security camera.
Yeah.
And it ended up eating their damn dog.
It did. It ate their dog.
Yeah, like it showed the fucking picture with the dog with the big old chunk missing from its neck, dead. And I'm like, bro, like, are you supposed to post pictures like that for real? But Joe and Ilya were talking today. If you guys don't know Joe and Ilya, they're part of the vlog squad. They're friends and stuff. And they were talking about what they would do. And they were like, "Oh yeah, if I saw a mountain lion, I would be able to take it." And then, but Ilya actually being like
sensible,
he was like, "Oh," he's like, "you have to understand, these things are like huge." He's like, "You really think you could take it?" And Joe's like, "Yeah, I could take it." He's like, "If I really wanted to, I could fucking kill a mountain lion."
Have you seen Joe's dog?
For real.
It speaks volumes
and
of him.
Speaking of that, I always think about it. I'm like, okay, what would me and Charlene do if we saw a mountain lion? And the way I imagine it is like we're walking our dogs, Wolfie and Peaches, at like in the trails or like over there by McAllister, somewhere like that. I doubt it would be something like a mountain lion would be out there because it's just like flat land. But I always imagine us walking it, and I always try and imagine like, oh yeah, Wolfie would take it. Wolfie would be able. But you have to think these cats are like Wolfie's a big old dog. If we'll show you guys how big he is with the picture.
Yeah.
He's a big dog and he's like massive. But I feel like the cats are like dangerous. Because they have claws and they have big ass teeth and everything. And have you seen those funkers like chase people? I saw a video where
he was chasing a guy.
It was like this guy was backing up. Like he was like, no. He's like, go. And the fucking thing, they like flap their arms at you and they like swing. They look like they're swimming.
And like they hide in the trees. And
that's
like,
the scary part. I saw one where these people were just walking at night. They took a picture with each other, like a selfie. And in the background, if you look closely up on the tree, there's a fucking mountain lion watching them.
No, I just saw one like on TikTok too. It was like this mom. She's like, me at home thinking my son's safe. Or me at work thinking my son's safe in school.
Yeah.
And then dad sends her a picture of like the son. He like checked about a school and then they went hunting for the day. And he sends up a picture and there's a freaking mountain lion in the back of the
That's the scary. Those shits are scary. I think people think that they're like those snow cats. Even those ones are scary, but like those snow leopards. Mm-hmm. I think they're kind of like that. They're smaller, but they're still, remember we watched that documentary about him?
What I would do is I would put you on my shoulders and you would just act big as fuck.
I know the trick is to not turn your back on him because they're cats. They like to attack like sneakily.
I know, because one time I had my little house cat. I was sitting on the bed, you know, doing I don't know what the hell, and he jumped on my back. I was like, oh.
Your old cat was crazy.
Mean as fuck.
Yeah, for real.
But I loved him.
But yeah, could you take a mountain lion?
No. What am I going to do, punch it in the face?
I feel like if it came down to it and I had to like fight for my life,
I would fight for my life. Hell yeah, 100%.
I would accept death, but I would still try and fight it off.
I would accept death from a bear, not a cat.
What about if we were walking the dogs and Wolfie and Peaches were like trying to fight it? Because obviously one wouldn't be able to. Two, that's it. Was that thunder? That sounded scary as fuck.
That was not thunder. I don't know what that was.
That sounded scary.
I know.
But what would you do if the dogs were losing? Would you leave him? Or you would try and like fight the mountain lion?
I would fucking kick that thing in its throat and fucking stomp on it.
That's why every time we take the dogs for a walk somewhere in the wilderness, we have to remember to take like weapons for that. Just in case that some shit like that would happen.
I'm not for the wilderness.
Nah, me either.
I always hear about these people going missing in the woods. And my mom's like, let's go camping. I'm like, Mom, people go missing.
Yeah.
They vanish out of nowhere.
I know, for real. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because of all the sightings here. I was like, it's actually possible where we could actually see one.
And like that day that the Mayoli was here, I was working like in the vicinity they were seeing it at. And I was like checking the trees. I'm like, please don't
imagine there was one watching you and it was waiting to pounce on you. But you missed it like that. You got in your trunk fast enough.
I would have closed the door so fast. I've had dogs come at me and I'm like, I throw that door quick.
I think we're about that time. Where's my phone? I think I lost it when I got up.
I have the e-pad.
We have a little game that we want to play with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Sorry if there's a lot of background noise. These chairs are noisy.
But comfy.
No, we're not farting. It's just the sound they make.
I don't know. Jaden's gassy.
Not me. But we have this game we want to play. I got it from another podcast. The heads up game. You guys probably know what it is, where you put the usual game is where you put the sign up on your head and the other person has to like
act out
things and other that for the,
it's like charades.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I need to turn off my Bluetooth because it's connected to the Rodecaster, but I don't want the sound playing through there. But okay, let's get this game started. Who wants to go first?
You first.
Me first. Me hold it.
Oh, me hold it.
Okay. Let's pick one. Let me find one first. What do you want to do?
What's the categories?
Pop culture, superstars, acted out, animals gone wild, blockbuster movies, accents and impressions. I think that one would be funny for like since it's a podcast.
Solo movies though. Blockbuster movies.
Hey, Mr. DJ is probably music, like artists. And just can you talk during this? Or you have to like, yeah, you could talk.
You could talk.
But you can't like tell him.
Yeah.
Like directly.
Yeah, you have to like guess around it.
Yeah. Which one?
Let's try the movies ones first.
Okay. You hold it on your head first?
Yeah.
All right. I think you could say this stuff. Lived in the sewers.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Down.
Oh.
Fuck. I was going to do the Fiona. Fuck. We only have... Oh, okay. Fuck. Seven little people running around. Talks to the animals. Trapped in a kingdom.
Snow White.
Yeah. I'm gonna save the night, Dark Knight. Fuck, I don't think you can say that.
Is it the Dark Knight Rises?
No, Joker, stop. Fuck, I feel like those are two.
What the hell?
Do you want to pass it?
Yeah.
I think you go up. Vroom, vroom, scary movie, Mask, I think.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. The movie that I always want to watch, but you don't like watching it.
Fuck.
Not Footloose, but not clean, but dirty.
Dirty Dancing? I love Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I fun. That was a
Dirty Dancing's in my movie. Footloose?
I think the Batman one I didn't give the right
one. What Batman was it?
It was Batman Begins. Returns. Oh. I don't know the type of movies there. That's why I was like Joker. I don't know which one it was. But, okay, my turn.
Okay. Okay. I'm scared.
Oh, I'll show.
Okay, he's pink. He's not black, but he's pink. Oh wait, your phone's about to die. Pink
Panther.
Yeah,
it's about to die. Fuck. Oh, exit out. Fuck. Wait. What were we on? Blockbusters.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, my favorite movie all time. I wanted to be one. I love the water. This is why I love the water.
H2O Mermaids.
And the right track, but think a little bit more.
A Little Mermaid.
Yes. This is something we eat with cereal.
A spoon.
Eat with cereal.
Milk.
Yeah.
What? How does that have to do with the movie?
Favorite movie has Michael B. Jordan. Not Michael B. Jordan.
Creed.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Space Jam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan. Okay. It's the same one you were telling me.
H2O Mermaid.
No, not that one.
Creed?
No, the one you had.
Oh, fuck. Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's a little thing in the woods, and his mom dies, and this big old buck takes him in.
Wonder Thing? Into the Wild?
No.
No? Fuck. This buck thing takes him into
the... Yeah. Bambi.
Bambi?
Yeah, big old buck takes him in, doesn't it?
No.
His mom died in the woods.
I don't think that's the right storyline.
When was the last time you watched Bambi? Because I watched Bambi not that long ago.
I don't even think I watched the full movie of Bambi.
Makes sense.
You want to play one more time?
Yeah.
Let's go. Your turn. This game is fun.
We'll catch us playing it by ourselves.
You guys watching the video are having the time of your life.
Go.
Vroom, going back.
Back to the Future?
Yeah. Not Alien, but...
Predators?
Yeah. A piano player. I think he was deaf. I'm not sure, though. There's the dog named after him, that movie.
Beethoven?
Yeah. Oh. Ooh.
King Kong. Kong. King versus Kong.
somebody wants to...
what the hell's the movie called? Come on, baby. Shrek.
Yeah. damn, I have to scrub these floors before I can go to the ball.
Cinderella.
Yeah. don't know that one.
That's not... Oh, shit, sorry.
Jack Black.
Oh, School of Rock.
Yeah.
I'm hella good at this.
No, baby, you can't go.
I thought it was over.
Maybe. You could have probably gotten that one. I just said yellow people.
It's Minions.
But you read it.
I didn't read it.
It was The Simpsons. You literally went like this, and then you showed it back to me. All right, my turn.
You guys, you could tell I watch a lot of movies, because I'm like, it's this. Those are Charlene's things.
Should I do a different one? Let's play one more round after this. I want to do the accents one.
Okay.
Okay. Another blockbuster one. Let's go. Imagine you can see in the mirror.
Okay. Rules. You can't talk about this.
Rules?
Yeah. There's rules. You can't talk about this. Number one rule. You can't talk about this.
More. Anything else?
That's the only rule. You can't talk about this.
The game?
No. The movie.
Number one.
Skip.
Fuck.
Okay. You always say this. It's not mom. It's not sister, but...
Stepbrother?
Mom.
Stepmom? Yeah. Is that a movie?
I guess.
Ooh, you have to be like, more specific.
Throw it away. If you're like fishing, you...
Cast? Castaway?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. You passing him!
Fuck.
Okay. Miss Piggy.
Kermit the Frog. The Muppets.
Yeah. Oh, this is our movie. Okay.
McFarland, USA.
We only wear pink on Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Fuck. Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Let me guess it. Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's say one more round because you is bad. I want
to
see.
You have to explain it a little better. I give you like, fuck, am I losing my voice? I give you like songs and stuff. Does my voice sound that bad? Fuck it, I'm getting all hot. I'm getting all flustered.
You're getting worked up.
Yeah. Here, okay, we're going to do accents and impressions.
Okay.
My turn. You put it on your
okay.
head. Okay. Okay, it's starting.
Okay.
Oh, funk. Oh, play the bagpipes. Do-do-do with
Scotland.
The skirt.
Scottish,
yeah. Ruh-roh, Ricky.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Fuck. That's all, folks.
Fuck, I don't even know.
Bugs Bunny. I don't know.
But it's like that Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Is it Looney Tunes?
No, it's a specific one.
Is it the little brown thing?
No, it's at the end of the video where he's like,
that's pig.
All, yeah. Wee wee.
Oh, friend.
Yeah. get to the chopper now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's his name.
Fuck, I said it. I need vodka right now.
Russian.
Yeah. Hey, yo, where the fuck is the cab?
Brooklyn.
No.
Oh, fuck, what was it?
The Bronx. Is same thing. Oh, yeah, radical, dude.
Oh, like, I don't know, hang loose.
You said surfer, dude. Okay. Then we ran out of time. Okay, we didn't get all of him, but we got most of him. Okay, your turn.
All right. See how good I can do these accents. A, what's up, A? How you doing?
New York?
No.
Maybe you have to be a little bit more...
Well, they say A! You should know this!
Oh, Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skip and go!
Down?
Yes! Ooh. Medusa. Think of Medusa. I don't even know how to even do this. Medusa. Hercules.
Fuck. Rome? Roman?
No, close.
Greek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm from California.
California?
Yeah,
Los Angeles?
No, but it's close by.
Hollywood. We'll just do that.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, though.
Don't worry about a thing.
Oh, Jamaican?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time's up.
Fuck. What was that one from California?
Valley Girl.
Valley. Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Time's up.
Yeah.
It was Sylvester Stallone.
That's a funny
By the time
one.
I read his freaking name.
He's like, it's kind of like a New York song. He's like, yeah, you got it.
You did it.
He's like, you got hit with the one, too. Yeah, that was a fun game. We need to play that more often. Fuck, I feel like I'm losing my voice. Maybe I need some water.
Drink some water.
Can you hear it? It feels like it's going like high pitched.
Yeah.
Like I'm hitting puberty again. Oh, we need to get into our Reddit discussions. Oh, I was going to say, call it a day.
Call it a day.
No, we have a little bit more. But
I clearly won the game. I'm really good.
Well, thanks to me. I give you a bunch of good impressions.
Baby,
this is Charlene. Hey. Like, I'm over here like...
I'm like, what up, A?
We're fucking walking here for the New York.
Baby, I was talking like that.
Yeah.
I was hella good. Don't hate on me.
Who wants to start it off?
You.
Okay, I'll start it off. Fuck my voice. Okay, this one says, he slapped me without consent during our first time having sex. I had an amazing date with a very sweet guy. He pulled all the stops and planned a romantic date. He was thoughtful, kind, and genuinely believed he cares about me. I've known him for half a year. However, we had sex for the first time and he slapped me in the face without asking for consent. I was really upset and pushed him off of me. I told him you can't do that to me or anyone without asking for consent, and I would never have been into that even if you had asked. He apologized sincerely and told me he would give me space. He said all the right things. I'm not sure if I should forgive him and leave this behind or what to do next. I'm having a hard time understanding why he would go ahead and slap me during sex without asking me, because everything else he did demonstrated a careful, thoughtful, and considerate nature. My friends think he thought I wanted this because I have some kinks. Although when he asked me what I liked, I told him I like biting and where and how to do it. I didn't mention anything else.
All I have to
what
say
do you think is a girl? One second. Okay, go ahead.
All I have to say is, you ever watched 50 Shades of Grey? That sounds like that.
For real?
I mean, that was consensual. 50 Shades of Grey, she consented.
Maybe that's
that.
his kink.
But he should have said.
Yeah, before just doing it, but maybe that's his thing.
Could you imagine you in the middle of...
I need to block my forehead. I saw in the video when I was editing it, I have a big ass forehead.
No, you don't.
It looked like my hairline went all the way back here. But go ahead.
Could you imagine you in the middle of, like, the doing the dirty, and you just get a big old slap in your face?
Are we talking... Okay, we don't know how hard the slap was.
I'm pretty sure he slapped her hard.
I think it was probably a hard one. But they're probably, like, having something. And he's like... Pff. And he probably thought she was into it because, like, of what he told her about his kinks and her kinks and stuff.
Yeah.
But what do you think as a lady? What would you do if that happened to you?
Kick him right off. Boom.
If it was without permission, you would get mad?
Yeah.
Even with permission, would you be like her too and not like it?
With permission, if like they're like, oh, can I slap you? No, because I'm not into
that's
that.
That's weird. Imagine you're doing the, like you just said, you're doing the deed and you just fucking get slapped in the face.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I would just like lose. I wouldn't even want to be doing it anymore.
I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Are you?
But yeah, short and sweet. That I think he should have told her first.
He should have told her.
I just thought that one was crazy because that was
I hope you never went freaky. On a date with him again.
I think if you like him and he's good to you, talk to him about it and tell him that it's not okay and then go on a date with him again. And he probably won't do it.
Drop his ass like hot tamales. That's what I say.
This comes from a genuine guy and Charlene's coming from a bad bitch girl. So who do you want to listen to?
Me.
Okay, you go next.
Love. My boyfriend has told me he loves me so much because I care about him a lot and worry about him. Is that a good reason to love someone? It upsets me a little bit. Not sure if I have the right to be upset.
What?
Hold That's up. What it says.
Let me see it.
Did you pick the wrong one?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I don't see why she would be upset because why would you be upset about what he loves you for? But I think
I think she's not into him.
That's what I'm kind of getting to. But I think he loves her, like, in general because of that she takes care of him and all that because he probably... never had that before in another relationship and that she actually does it he loves her, and I don't see why she would be upset about it. Maybe yeah. she's just not into it. She's like, oh, why would he love me about this? She doesn't have the right to be upset.
I take care of Jaden. He loves me for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think it's a good thing that every couple should do.
But I feel like some girls think that, like, they're like, oh, because, like, let's just be honest. Men need a lot of care. They go from their moms to their wives. And that's how it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of girls are like, oh, well, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And when she's like, oh, he thinks I'm taking care of him, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm kind of, I mean, maybe that's what she means. But that's a tough one. What would you think about that?
I think
he's fine. Like, the situation's yeah. fine, but something has to be going on in between for her to be upset about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very, not within him, it's within herself. Yeah. I feel like she's not into the relationship, and she's mm-hmm. like, well, why would somebody love me, like, yeah. because of that? Why don't they love me because I am beautiful, or mm-hmm. I do this, or I do that?
Oh, I think she's kind of taking it how, like, oh, she's probably thinking, oh, he only loves me because I take care of him and do this for him.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, he doesn't love me because I'm pretty or
because I'm a kind-hearted person.
Yeah, something like that. That's probably what she means.
Why do you love me?
I love Charlene because she's funny and she's a good conversationalist and we have good talks. Obviously, look at us. she cares about me. That's it, I think. And you love me.
Why do I love you? Mm-hmm. Because you're my best friend. Since day one, because you make me happy inside and out. Because when I say I want to come home, meaning I want to be, you're like, you're my home. So wherever oh, you yeah. are, that's where I want to be.
I see what you mean, Jelly Bean. Yeah. I got you.
Okie dokie.
All right, we have one more for you guys. We have a little extra one. Usually we do two. This one says, this is not okay, and I don't know what to do. My wife is pregnant and has become an absolute monster. Last night, she found out she lost something.
I'm already pissed.
I thought you were laughing.
I'm already pissed.
Last night, she found out she lost something very special to her that she's had for a long time and threw a toddler-grade tantrum. She yelled, screamed at her son, pushed, threatened, and grabbed me whilst putting her fist in my face, shaking it, and threw things all around the house like a mad woman. At one point, she grabbed me and told me she'd punch me in the face, and I postured in an attempt to back her down and told her to stop acting like a fucking child and grow up. Now I'm the asshole for my response to her behavior, which she blames on being pregnant. I don't know what to do. You were ridiculously nasty to me, scared the hell out of our 4-year-old, and now you have the audacity to act as if I'm the monster. I know pregnancy is hard, but I'm sorry, it's no excuse. I have bipolar disorder, and it doesn't give me a free pass to just show my ass consequence-free. I don't know, man. I could use some support, advice, or something. What do you think? That's a crazy situation.
Well, at first I was like, I thought he was like saying that she just became an asshole.
That's how I was pregnant. When I first read it. I was like, okay, it's understandable that she's like being like that because she's pregnant. But yeah. after seeing like,
but like reading this, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is a total monster. Like,
yeah, for real.
Being pregnant does not give anybody an excuse to be a total bitch.
It's like Charlene being pregnant, and she's like being a total bitch. She's like, oh.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, like being a minch, and you can just be like, I'm sorry. Like when you feel bad for it, you're like, I'm sorry. It's because I'm pregnant and all the hormones. When I first read it about the kid, I was like, oh, maybe the kid's like a teenager or something.
Yeah.
But he's fucking 4 years old. Yeah. What are you doing yelling at him? That's not, you can't even bring pregnancy on that.
No. Like, I get that you have hormones, but like you're still a human being, and you can still be like, okay, I guess take a step back and you realize that these are not my actions and you don't do them.
For real.
But I would say take your kid and get the hell out until after the baby's born.
For real. Or like, I don't know. I don't even think talking to her would do anything because I guess you can use
She's going to blow up. You'd be like, yeah, hey.
I think you trying to talk to her, she's just going to be like, oh, like turning into a bad thing. Like you'll try and talk to her like an adult and she won't
listen. Yeah.
When she lost the thing, the valuable thing that she was looking for, why is she blaming everybody else?
Right? It's your fault.
Like, pregnancy, yeah, you could probably blame it on that, but don't take it to that extreme, at least. That dude has 100%.
You have 100% to leave her ass.
Yeah, to go stay in a hotel for the rest of the time.
Like, yeah, you don't, like, don't leave her, but I'm saying give her space, let her reflect on her actions, because that is not okay.
Yeah. Like, hopefully she would
come to her senses. Because, especially because, like, the baby in the womb senses everything. And imagine, mm-hmm. like, how the baby, like, how she's acting and the baby's, like, feeling.
Yeah. It's just causing more stress, and the poor 4-year-old has to go through that.
Yeah, I wonder how far along she is. It's like 2 months.
Imagine she's like just got pregnant and she's blaming it on that.
Could you freaking imagine?
There's probably chicks that do that shit.
There probably is.
That's so crazy.
You know there is. They're like, there's people out there that like eat everything in sight. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, it's because I'm craving this. But I've never been pregnant.
I think I saw something on TikTok where it was the wife already had the kid and everything.
And she was having cravings.
And she was eating food and the husband was like asking her or something. Or she just said it and she was like, oh, it's because I was pregnant or something. And and everybody in the comments was like, what the fuck? They're like, what? What is that even? That has nothing to do with that. You already had the kid. They're like, you just want to eat. Not yeah. a bad thing, but I mean, not don't blame thing. It on that. Don't try and like use that as like a coping.
It's like when Kylie was having Stormy and she's like, I have regular fries and sweet potato fries because the baby really likes sweet potato fries.
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about when she was like, rise and shine. That sounded low-key good. You hear that?
No. Do it again.
Rise and shine. You do it. Your turn.
Or
when she's like, Stormy baby. Storm.
Have you seen that TikTok of like, and there's like this TikTok that like makes fun of her and it's just pictures of her and then it has like a little girl of Kylie.
Yeah.
And they just do like the voiceover and like the lips cue.
I think
like,
I've seen it.
She's like, Stormy.
Oh, yeah, that's where doing? I got it from. I heard it on a podcast too. They were making fun of him. She's like the perfect person you could like. She does some funny
but I
stuff.
Love her to death. Like, yeah. I love her.
She's so funny.
If I could meet her, I would.
But yeah, dude, just let your wife chill out. Try not to do it, cause any more situation because you don't know how she's going to react.
Yeah, get the hell out of there.
For real.
Don't ever put a baby in that woman ever again.
I guess if that's what you want to do. All right. I always say I think it's about time to end this, but...
It's about time to end this.
We took enough of your guys' time.
We didn't.
What do you mean?
They're here forever.
But we got a little bit of sounds here that we recorded yesterday that we thought would be funny. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
If you guys watched last episode, we were talking about how this nice little soundboard here can... I know that too. Can play sounds. So we want to introduce you guys some of the sounds that we're going to be including into the podcast. This is Charlene's favorite, her bae, Porky Pig.
Oh my God, don't say that about her.
It was her YouTube name.
She had a YouTube name that, because people made fun of her. Don't ever call her that.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I need to put bitches in their place. I need to put bitches in their place.
All right. Her name is Sweetie Snacker. Okay, Sweetie Snacker.
All right, and we're going to take the podcast out with this. Thank you guys for listening. And
we'll
make
see
sure
you
to
next time.
Check out on our socials. If you're on listening to audio, go check us out on YouTube at Young Excellence Podcast. Everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all at Young Excellence Podcast also. Thank you
also,
guys
for listening.
Also,
we're going to do a Q&A next week, so yeah. We're going to be putting that out.
We're going to put a poll on Instagram. And... You guys send in your requests.
So get some juicy-ass questions because you're going to answer some juicy-ass questions.
Yeah, that's going to be a good podcast. But thank you guys for listening. I know we're a little bit more comfortable in this setting now.
Yeah, sorry. I always have the pillow here because I'm gluten intolerant and I eat gluten either way and I get bloated. Yeah. I don't want you to see.
But yeah, bye guys.
Bye.
Okay, y'all. I'll see you until next time. I'm going to see y'all. We're going to be cooking another one, bitch. I'll see you. Holla at your girl.